The U.S. military is expressing confidence about the course of the war in Iraq. The deputy commander of the U.S. Central Command in Qatar told reporters today the war is on plan. Army Brigadier General Vincent Brooks noted that the Army's 3rd Infantry Division inflicted heavy casualties on Iraqi forces during a battle yesterday south of Baghdad. NPR's Scott Horsley is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
There are reports from Baghdad today of an airstrike that killed at least 14 people. Anything new on that?
Well, what Iraqi officials are telling us is that it was 2 U.S. cruise missiles, and we've now heard confirmation from NPR's Ann Garrels and a BBC reporter in Baghdad that it was a residential and shopping area that was struck. Those reporters were not able to confirm the number of casualties, but Iraqi officials say at least 14 dead and some 30 wounded. Officials at U.S. Central Command in Qatar were asked about that earlier today. General Brooks said he had no independent confirmation of the strike. They are looking into it. He acknowledged that mistakes do happen, but he says U.S. forces try to be as precise as possible.
We have a very, very deliberate process for targeting, and we do everything physically and scientifically possible to be precise in our targeting and also to minimize secondary effects, whether it's on people or structures.
U.S. ground forces continue to advance on Baghdad. What sort of resistance are they meeting?
Well, the Army, as you mentioned, met some pretty serious resistance in Najaf to the southwest of Baghdad yesterday. The Army units there had to fight their way through some resistance and lost 2 tanks in the process. They did not suffer any casualties, but, as you said, inflicted heavy casualties on the Iraqi side. The Marines, some of whom are coming up from the southeast, have also had some fighting in the past, and there were intelligence reports today from the field of a large group of Iraqi Republican Guard heading south towards the Marines. At U.S. Central Command today, General Brooks said he did not have any evidence of that sort of large Republican Guard movement in the Marines' direction.
Officials with U.S. Central Command described the situation in Basra in the south of Iraq as very confusing, to say the least. What's happening there?
That's right. Yesterday, as you know, there were some reports of Iraqi citizens in Basra fighting back against elements loyal to Saddam Hussein there. It was described by some as a popular uprising. British military spokesmen have said more recently that they are still trying to get a handle on what was going on there in Basra. They have, in some cases, the British forces on the outskirts have, in some cases, used artillery to attack forces loyal to Saddam Hussein in Basra who were fighting against other Basra citizens. Today, just before Parliament, British Prime Minister Tony Blair was asked about the situation. He said a lot of Basra residents are watching and waiting to see what happens.
They have had 2 occasions before in which they rose up and unfortunately did not get the help they needed. They are therefore naturally wary. We must work with them, make sure that when they are in a position to rise up, we are in an absolutely secure and certain position to give them maximum help.
The British Prime Minister, Tony Blair, thanks to NPR's Scott Horsley.